law changes, and migrants are now officially being able to get health care coverage over in California. Take a look, y'all.
January 1st, California police officers are required to tell drivers why they've stopped them before officers can start asking questions. Supporters say it's designed...
Shout out to Bell. I'm definitely going to be reading that super chat shortly.
...to reduce incidents in which police stop drivers for minor violations with the intent of searching the car for guns or drugs. Also new for drivers.
So let me back that up for a minute. These are laws that are taking effect over in California now officially in 2024. Number one, when the police walk up to you and they say, license, registration, do you know why I stopped you? That's no longer a thing. Police officers are now required to tell drivers why they stopped, why they've stopped them before asking questions. Which, in my opinion, can go left or right because it actually prevents the police officers from being able to do their job even more effectively. But that's neither here nor there. It's designed to reduce minor violation traffic stops with intent to search the vehicle. Now, I want my people that are doing illegal things off the street, and so that's the one part of it. See, the thing about laws in most, not all, but in most situations is that when you don't have anything on you or when you're not doing something that you're not supposed to do, you're not affected by some of these things that are happening to where they try to figure out whether or not somebody is over here trafficking a whole ton of cocaine. I don't carry illegal substances. I don't drink and drive. I don't have the same problems as everybody else. So I don't have the same worries. I never worried about the stop and frisk because most of the time I'm not walking into a hood or I'm not in a situation where I'm worried about them finding something on me that I'm not supposed to have on it. Now, the other side of it is we do know that there has always been crooked police officers and the human element of it does not make everybody right. So I will give you that. But in most instances, it doesn't bother me. But police officers are now required to tell drivers why they stopped them before asking them questions
with the intent of searching the car for guns or drugs. Also new for drivers, ticketing speed cameras will be installed in 6 California cities in the new year.
So they offset it. Now, instead of the police officers being able to stop you, spend time giving you a ticket, they're trying to automate it by installing more technology to allow for them to be able to make more money and issue more tickets. So it's still a money grab, all right?
Including Los Angeles, Glendale, and Long Beach. The cameras will issue tickets to drivers going at least 11 miles per hour over the speed limit. The fine, at least $50, and as high as $500 if caught speeding over 100 miles per hour, regardless of
the scepter of Judah. This is a great one. Check it out. As a former police officer, this is terrible. The best arrest came from minor traffic violations. I found a person that was kidnapped on a minor traffic violation. But see, they don't want to talk about that part. They only want to run in the victim Olympics.
The speed limit. The cameras will be installed strategically to help reduce speeding and fatalities.
The most dangerous roads only and around schools and street racing corridors.
Changes, too, for retail stores across California. As of January 1, stores will be required to have gender-neutral toy sections.
Forgive me. Forgive my authentic reaction because I was not aware of this part. I did know about the police officers having to stop you and tell you why they stopped you. But I was not aware of the fact that California legislators spent time writing laws that require retailers to have gender-neutral toy sections. What? This country is going to hell. California is now requiring retail stores to have a gender neutral toy section. I can't wait to fly to California to talk to retailers about whether or not they have a gender neutral toy section and record myself doing it. Oh, Jesus Christ.
The new law will force stores to add this section in addition to aisles divided between boys' toys and girls' toys. Companies that violate the new law could face up to a $500 fine. In the workforce, beginning January 1st, employers must provide at least 40 hours or 5 days off each year for paid sick leave. This includes full-time, part-time, and temporary workers who meet certain qualifications. The sick leave can be used to recover from physical or mental illness or injury, to seek medical diagnosis, treatment, or preventative care, or to care for a family member who is ill or needs medical.
So basically, they saying that some people was just, you know, if you don't come in, you just don't get paid, but you can have the day off. But they're requiring for them to give them at least 40 hours of paid time off, so a week of paid time off.
Care. Also, the first of the year, California's minimum wage rises from $15.50 to $16 an hour. June 1st, Senate Bill 525 increases the minimum wage for California healthcare workers by an estimated 30% to at least $21 an hour.
And so if you work in a hospital or in any field related to healthcare, the cost for a hospital is going to go, okay, well, you know what they're going to do. They're going to pass that cost over into the insurance companies and to y'all. And so now you're going to go bankrupt if you don't have insurance and you get in a, you know what I'm saying, you got to go to the hospital or you got to go to the doctor, because they're going to pass the additional cost over to the consumers. That's called inflation.
And starting April 1st, the minimum wage for fast food workers will rise to $20 an hour. Governor Gavin Newsom signed Assembly Bill 1228 into law in late September. He called it a significant breakthrough for the state's 557,000 fast food employees.
Listen, if you live in California and you are at, nope. Some of y'all need to stay in California because you asked for this. This is the way you voted. And so you stay there. But for some of y'all good old-fashioned, red-blooded American folk that understand that we need to move differently, run for the hills. Get out of there. Don't stay. Now, don't come over to Michigan, but y'all need to go over to Las Vegas, go somewhere else where it's liberal too, over to Nevada. But I'm telling you, boy, fast food workers are going to be making at least $20 an hour in California. Fast food. That used to be a teenage job. Like your first job. Like you're not really making no money, but you made enough money to be able to buy some shoes.
We have the opportunity to reward that contribution.
Shout out to Ash, and I'm going to read that super chat shortly.
Reward that sacrifice.
Marla Tejas, Fox 11 News.
Also, starting January 1st, California will become the first state in the nation to offer health insurance to undocumented immigrants.
Yo, California. California, California, California love. Boom, 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 California, no hard party. California knows how to party in the city of Cali. City in the city of good old Watts. In the city of Compton, city of Compton. We keep it rocking. We keep it rocking. We got over 2,000 people in here. We got the likes is abnormally low. 2,000 people across multiple different platforms. For those of you that just arrived, let me replay that part. I want you to know why I'm singing California Love.
Meow, meow.
Marla Tejas, Fox 11 News.
Also starting January 1st, California will become the first state in the nation to offer health insurance to undocumented immigrants.
Oh my God.
Meow, meow.
We keep working. We keep working.
Under the expansion, more than 700,000 people between the ages of 26 and 49 will be eligible for Medi-Cal. CBS 8's Rocío de la Fe takes a look at the new law and how immigrant rights advocates are reacting.
Immigrant rights advocates call the expansion of health care for undocumented immigrants a major milestone in California.
This is a really major step in California.
Advocates for immigrant rights are celebrating a monumental victory in the fight for more inclusive health care.
Yeah, I'm so grateful again. I think it's really, really important to...
You see how that word inclusive now transitioned over into health care for immigrants? See, you thought that that was a black thing. We want diversity, equity, and inclusion. Oh, okay, well then now your taxes is going to be paying for health care too.
Think about how big of a precedent this is for the entire nation.
Nettie Velasquez is a border policy coordinator at Alliance San Diego. She's a DACA recipient who has been fighting and advocating for health expansion for years.
A lot of undocumented people and, you know, a lot of low-income people, because they don't have access to these resources, they wait until the very end to hopefully receive some care. And by then it's too late. And we shouldn't have to have people, you know, waiting until.
I thought that people was going down to Mexico in order to get their healthcare stuff done. I know it's some chicks that wanted to get some BBLs, some people that wanted to get some teeth work. And they were saying that, yo, we going to Tijuana. We're going to go get some stuff. Now you ain't even got to go no more. Medi-Cal or pay for it.
They're feeling ill to go to the doctor. We should have preventative care, and that's why this is so important.
Those who are eligible will be able to qualify for Medi-Cal, the state's health insurance program for low-income individuals. Medi-Cal offers access to primary and preventative care, specialists, prescription medicine, and more.
They also deserve a right to have access to primary needs that...
They deserve it. They deserve a right to have access to primary needs. Listen... Any undocumented immigrants that want to have health care over in Michigan, all y'all got to do is go over to California and then qualify under the low income or the low poverty line, whatever, and you can get all of the preventative care that you want over in California. Yeah, you can. Yes, you can. Van life, here they come.
They don't generally have access to.
Undocumented people between the ages of 26 and 49 will be eligible for Medi-Cal. Velasquez says having
undocumented. Listen to what they're telling you. Undocumented.
The ages of 26 and 49
needs that they don't generally have access to.
Undocumented people between the ages of 26 and 49 will be eligible for Medi-Cal. Velasquez says having access to health care is a necessity the immigrant community shouldn't have to put on hold.
Is this not the greatest show? The greatest morning show in all of Earth. Let me get a round of applause for myself. For doing the research so that you guys don't have to. I just wanted to give myself some credit for going into the new year guns blazing and keeping you guys informed on what's happening across the country so that you won't be misunderstood, so that you won't be confused as to the person, why the person that you voted in the office is raising your taxes. So you don't understand. So you can't misunderstand why California, which has a $60 billion budget deficit, is offering health care coverage to undocumented. Jesus Christ. What a way to kick off 2024.